Brooke Rollins approves Louisiana SNAP waiver eliminating soda and candy from eligible items. By Hannah Knudsen on September 2, 2025. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has approved Louisiana's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, waiver barring individuals from purchasing soda and candy with food stamps and adding rotisserie chicken to the eligible items in an effort to make America healthy again. Guess what was in the mail? Got a great postcard from the wonderful Secretary of Agriculture. Brooke Rollins, my great friend, and this is our SNAP waiver. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, R. said in a video update Tuesday morning. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you, Brooke Rollins, for helping make Louisiana healthy again. He continued, explaining that SNAP beneficiaries are more likely to have higher rates of obesity that creates a greater risk for chronic diseases. We want to make Louisianans healthy, so you will no longer be able to buy sugary candy, energy drinks, or soft drinks, no more soda pop, on food stamps, he said. However, the governor said they are adding rotisserie chicken, which will now be covered. We want all of Louisiana to be healthy. And our welfare programs are supposed to be a hand-up, not a candy-out, Landry added, thanking President Trump and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. This will go into effect in January, according to reports. A letter from Rollins indicates that soft drinks are defined as any carbonated non-alcoholic beverage containing high fructose corn syrup or artificial sweeteners. Carbonated water is not included. The letter adds that the ban also does not include any beverages that contain milk or milk products, soy, rice, or similar milk substitutes, or any beverage containing equal to or greater than 50% of vegetable or fruit juice by volume. It also defines candy as a preparation of sugar, honey, or other natural or artificial sweeteners in combination with chocolate, fruits, nuts, or other ingredients or flavorings in the form of bars, drops, or pieces. The candy exclusion includes any such preparation that also contains flour and is sold in the form of bars, drops, or pieces, the letter continues, noting that this does not include granola bars, protein bars, or baking ingredients. Rollins has signed SNAP waivers for other states as well, including Arkansas, Idaho, and Utah. Per a June press release. Prior to these waivers, SNAP recipients could buy anything except alcohol, tobacco, hot and prepared foods, and personal care products. This historic action expands the list of products excluded from SNAP purchases in Arkansas, Idaho, and Utah. Arkansas waiver excludes soda, low and no calorie soda, fruit and vegetable drinks with less than 50% natural juice, other unhealthy drinks, and candy, and it will take effect July 1, 2026. The waiver for Idaho excludes soda and candy, and it will take effect January 1, 2026. The waiver for Utah excludes soft drinks, and it will take effect January 1, 2026. Secretary Rollins has previously signed waivers for Nebraska, Iowa, and Indiana. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has linked processed foods to the chronic health crisis, celebrated these waivers as well. For years, SNAP has used taxpayer dollars to fund soda and candy, products that fuel America's diabetes and chronic disease epidemics, he said. These waivers help put real food back at the center of the program and empower states to lead the charge in protecting public health. I thank these governors who have stepped up to request waivers, and I encourage others to follow their lead, he added. This is how we make America healthy again.